Morning. Christ is in our midst. I want to say welcome to those who are joining us online this morning. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So one day, I woke up in the morning, got my coffee, went to the bathroom, looked in the mirror, said, ooh, that's ugly. Face just looked terrible, my face was all puffy, my hair was sticking up. And I thought to myself, man, I am so glad you're married now, because nobody would marry you. There's a saying, like begets like, meaning genetically, offspring resemble their parents. Sorry, boys. But like begets like is not just about genetics. It includes one's values, one's vision of life, to some extent, one's personality. All the things are influenced by our family environment when we grow up. And our children, on some way, different levels for different people, become little mini-me's. For example, statistically, if your parents go to college, you will go to college. If your parents are in a solid, committed marriage, chances are you will be also. And if you're born into a family of faith, a family that practices faith, you will be a person who practices faith, and you will marry somebody who is a person of faith. This morning, we just heard about Jesus' family. We heard a long list of some 42 generations of Jesus' family tree, beginning with Abraham all the way down to his foster father, Joseph. Now, why did the church read to us this long list of names? And this is the kerygma for today, in a very big way. Because Jesus is totally, fully, and completely, and absolutely human in every which way that we are. Jesus is flesh and blood, just like us. In fact, it was very interesting. There was a time in a church, at the very beginning, there was arguments whether Christ was fully God and fully man. Was he divine? And today is kind of the opposite. Jesus, you know, was this divine person, but so many have lost that Christ was fully God and fully man, that he was just a divine being. He didn't have the life that we have. Jesus, we read in his family tree, he was born from a very human family just like ours. And in the lineage, we heard saints, names of saints. We heard the names of sinners. We heard about kings and queens. We heard about people who were liars, adulterers, murderers, and harlots. So we're all in Jesus' lineage. Now, if he's God, why? How could this be? Because he totally identifies as the King of Glory, as the Son of God. He came to earth and totally identified with our lives, with our broken condition. When our Lord took on flesh, our Lord put a cloak of flesh over his glory. He became like us in every way. When people got the flu, he got the flu. He suffered everything like he did everything we are, except for one thing, and that's sin. And we all know that. A few years ago, there was a blow up. Now it's been more than a few years, but there's this big blow up in the media by a bunch of TV preachers when Barney. Do you remember? Y'all remember Barney? Watch Barney. My kids love Barney. The purple dinosaur said, "Family is the people who you live with." They all got upset. These TV people. Because they wanted to defend the nuclear family, mommy, daddy, and children. And so one day, I was speaking with my spiritual father, Father John Breck, who taught ethics at St. Vladimir's Seminary, about, you know, the issue of family. And he noted that social norms have changed. Today, families are simply households of people who may or may not be married, genetically related or not, but they function as a family. A caring family, caring for each other, nurturing each other, helping raise each other, raise children, and financially supporting each other. And Father John said to me, as the church, we need to respond to this. And of course, that's true. And consider this, brothers and sisters. In a very real way, Jesus' family was not a traditional nuclear family. Jesus' family was a blended family. Luke tells us that Mary and Joseph were betrothed. Meaning they weren't even married, okay? They were betrothal counted as illegal, legally as marriage. It's like a liturgical marriage. It's a complete promise and it counts, but they were not married. In fact, tradition is, and there's no evidence contrary, Mary and Joseph never married. According to this book called the Protoevangelium of James, which is Some people call it the Gospel of James, but it's a history book of the church. One of the books, a historical book, that in the church we derive a lot of information from. And Joseph, it says there that Joseph was, I was reading it last night, Joseph was a widower, much older than Mary, and had children. And those who are all called brothers, and we hear in the scriptures, brothers of Jesus, are either Joseph's children or cousins through Mary. And the reason why is because the Greek word for brothers, adelphos, I'm looking at it in my mind, never talked to anybody about this in Greek, but the word is the same word for brother and cousins, the exact same word, so we don't know the difference, okay? But this is what we need to see. Though Joseph was the foster father or stepfather to our Lord, whichever way you want to look at it, he was every much bit of a father as a biological father could be. There's no doubt that Christ's untraditional blended family was a loving, pious, and saintly family. Jesus, Joseph, and Mary were no less family than any other family. One day, Jesus was preaching in the synagogue, and he spoke about family, and we read. While he was speaking to the people, behold, his mother, the Theotokos, and his brothers, either cousins or stepbrothers, we don't know, stood outside asking to speak to Jesus. But Jesus replied to the man who told him, who is my mother's and my brother's? Wow. Some people take this out that Jesus is kind of like rejecting his family, which of course is not true. Then pointing towards the disciples, he said, in the synagogue, he said, these are my mothers and my brother. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, my mother, and my sister. Jesus is not rejecting his family, but he's expanding it. He's adding to it. He's saying that his family are the ones who do the will of his Father. His Father and our Father in heaven. And the Holy Apostle Paul expands on this. Right into the Galatians, he says this. And we're going to read this tomorrow morning, by the way, during the Christmas liturgy, the reading for Christmas morning. But when the fullness of time had come, which was Christmas Day, God sent forth his Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, born of the Theotokos, Virgin Mary, born of a woman, born under the law, born under the old covenant, to redeem those who are under the law. And then this is the key sentence here, that we too might be adopted as children. That we too might be adopted as God's children. Paul is saying that through Christ we've been adopted, we are adopted as children into God's family. And because we are God's children, Paul continues, and because you are God's children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son, the Holy Spirit, into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. This word Abba is Aramaic for daddy. By the grace of the Holy Spirit, we get to call God the Father, Daddy, Abba. That means we're given the opportunity, if we want to take it, to have a close, affectionate, personal relationship with God. It's all in your hands. God is saying here, I'm Abba, I'm Daddy. But you have to spend time with him. And then Paul continues. So though you were no longer a slave to the law, but a son, and if a son, you are an heir. You are an heir. In a family system, your children are heirs of the parents. We're heirs of God the Father. We're heirs of the Holy Trinity. What does this mean? We're heirs of the kingdom of heaven. We're gifted. We receive the kingdom of heaven. That's why when the priest, when he takes and puts the chalice back in the altar, he turns around and he blesses the people and what he says to them. Oh Lord, save your people and bless what? Your inheritance. And this is from the Psalter. You are God's inheritance. Those are heavy words. You are inheritance of God's kingdom. St. John the theologian writes, see what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Beloved, we are God's children. What an honor. Amen? As God's children now, watch this. Our vocation is to be his mini-me. This is Orthodox theology, theosis, the word we use. Just as family acquired